Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Today's show is brought to you by Gastric Health Club. Sign up for our free 10-day Back on Track Challenge beginning September 17th. Just click on the banner on the Gastric Health Show's Facebook page to register. Hello and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host. We are back with doing podcasts again and we are excited about sharing some new information with you and new topics. And we are super excited about the 30-day class that we just finished. And we are excited to be sharing with you very soon. We're going to have some podcasts of some of those participants who went through the class and completed it with an awesome experience so that you can hear how things go during our 30-day classes. And we're also excited about what's up and coming, and that is going to be our next free 10-day Back on Track challenge that will feed right into our 30-day class and get you all prepared for the holiday season so you are in the best shape of your life with aspects to your health. So that information will be released soon, so stay tuned in our podcast. If you follow us in Facebook, we are in the Gastric Health Club. If you follow us online and you sign up for our recipe newsletters or other information, you can get emails from us at wlsguthealth.com. And we will be sharing when the next class will be, and that will be upcoming very soon in the fall. We also want to state a couple of things up front, that these podcasts are not intended for medical advice. They are for educational purposes only. And we would love for you to share these podcasts with your friends. If you're in closed Facebook groups or in secret Facebook groups, and you have had these topics of discussion with some of the material that I am discussing, feel free to share it in those groups to give solutions to other people and allow them to feel like they have some ability to make change in their health and in their success after weight loss surgery. So we'd love for you to share them in all those groups that we are not in, and that just helps get the word out. So we'd love it if you would do that. So today's topic is how to crush cravings and avoid regain. So this is a huge deal with our patients, weight loss surgery patients. This, I think, is a fear of everyone's, regain. And it is a real thing. 60 to 70% of all weight loss surgery patients regain weight after weight loss surgery. So one issue that commonly comes up is the topic of cravings. Sometimes it's old cravings, old behaviors, old habits is what's coming back. Sometimes it's new things. They've never been a sweet eater, and now they find themselves in a position where they just want carbs or sweets all the time. So I felt like this topic might be beneficial. I have talked about cravings early on in my podcast. So I think it's maybe podcast 3 or 5 or something. There is a topic on cravings, but this is a little bit deeper, a little more perspective, and giving you some insight from different angles so that you could potentially help get to the root of why you're craving some of the things you're craving. And I'll give you some solutions to how to correct this issue. And they're all going to be simple go-to things that you can immediately apply in your life. So let's kind of get started and get into this topic a little a little bit deeper than what I have before. But what drives cravings after weight loss surgery? And that I will see that it increases as the months and years go by with weight loss surgery. Sometimes it comes with a vengeance and it just shows up, and sometimes it's just a gradual. So you could pawn some of that off on this potentially could be just old habits creeping back in. And that could be the case. So you got to really look at your routine. Is your routine back to very similar what you did before? Remember that our brain likes efficiency, and all those pathways of all of our habits that we did before surgery never go away. And you have to replace them with more healthy habits. So maybe you haven't done it long enough, and that's why you are struggling and you're back to doing some of those same things that you did before surgery. So you might need to revisit your routine and shake it up. Do something different so that you're not maybe, here's an example. Say before surgery, you used to drive through McDonald's and get a Diet Coke or a sweet tea or something, a coffee. And now you find yourself back in those drive-through lines again, and you're concerned. Maybe you're not buying anything inappropriate, but maybe you are. So that's where you need to change maybe the direction you go to work. Don't go buy that McDonald's, find a new route, whatever. You need to change your routine so that you can get that behavior switched. So that could be a potential. But let's talk about the biology piece of your body that maybe could be contributing to it. So what does that entail? So many patients will come in when I see them at the center that I counsel patients at, and I hear a plethora of cravings, that is for sure. But the most common ones are sweet, carbs, salty, and crunchy. Those are the most common cravings that most weight loss surgery patients struggle with. And I'm going to just address the crunchy one right away because I'm not going in deep on that one. The crunchy one, the only thing I want you to think about there, if you're really craving the crunchy things and you just can't stop eating some of those crunchier foods, or maybe you're crunching on ice, like cups and cups of ice, and you just can't get enough of it and you just love it, that you would want to get with your bariatric team, and they probably need to check your iron levels. That's a very common symptom when it comes to iron deficiencies. And that could be just a low stored iron, your ferritin. It could be, it's your hemoglobin is actually low. So, that is definitely something that needs to be looked at. But the crunchy is real, and just use whole real food as your option for dealing with some of those symptoms that you're having while you're working with your bariatric team. So use nuts, use veggies, make like a veggie salad full of crunchy things like celery and onions and apple slices and anything that you can think of to throw in there that's crunchy, and keep it mixed up that you can have that throughout the day. And that will give you a better source of things to eat that's not going to get you in trouble. So that's all I'm going to say about the crunchy. But let's talk about the sweet carbs and salty things. What is all this about? And this, I will say, is very common that I'll have patients come in and they will say, I have never been a sweet person, but you know what? I cannot get enough. And then I'll have some patients that they'll say, I've always been a sweet person, and it's back and worse. So that's a very real thing. And there is some biological things in your body that could be driving it. So that's what I'm going to discuss. The very first thing I would think about is simple when it comes to, I'm going simple to harder in my list here. But the simplest thing I would think about is your unbalanced blood sugars. If your blood sugars aren't staying stable throughout the day, you're having fluctuations up and down because you're maybe not eating, you're going too many hours in between meals, or the types of food that you're eating, or the amount that you're eating isn't enough fuel to get you through the day, then that could be a driver of your blood sugars maybe crashing. So that could drive those cravings. Another thing is inadequate protein. Now, I don't want you going and beefing up to 200 grams of protein. That's not what is needed. But you need that dense meat. And that will make a huge difference in making you feel full and stabilizing those blood sugars as well. Another one is inadequate fat, those healthy fats. So avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, nut butter, all those things are good choices for healthy fats. And if you aren't getting adequate healthy fats, you will find that your cravings will go up. And that's another great tool that you can use to help kind of curb those cravings, is just boost your fat. So not only boosting your protein, but boosting that healthy fat. And I don't mean any deep fried anything. You want to use good healthy oils that give you benefit, that actually, you know, play a role in your body. So extra virgin olive oil is your friend for sure. Preferably, you should not heat olive oil above 350. Some people even say you shouldn't heat it at all. But I will say your best way is just in its raw state, fresh, so not heated. But I still roast it in the oven. I just don't go above 350. If I have to go above 350, I am using ghee or I am using avocado oil, because those have a higher heat index and you can crank up the heat. So if I'm in a hurry, I'll use avocado oil or ghee, whichever one I have, and I'll crank up the temperature to 425 or whatever I need to. So make sure that you are getting plenty of healthy fats, plenty of good quality proteins, and you are making sure you're not skipping meals, you're not waiting too many hours in between meals, you're keeping those blood sugars balanced. And then another thing is fiber. So fiber really does provide that fullness. And if you are lacking in your fiber intake, which is really very common, especially early on after surgery, it's hard to get enough fiber. That's why I'm such a pusher of protein smoothies, because we can throw in a whole bunch of fiber into that protein shake and you will at least help minimize the gap. It will make that a little bit, your number a little bit higher. So inadequate fiber provides a great fullness, stabilizes your blood sugars, and it just really helps with satiation and making you feel fuller longer. So really boost those up. So lots of cruciferous veggies, think of broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kale, all those nice fiber vegetables are your friend. And you can never, I don't know if you could ever get enough of them when it comes to a weight loss surgery patient who has a tiny pouch. It's hard for you guys to hit your numbers and to get what your body needs. So really, really push on those fibrous foods. And that can help control those cravings as well. But it is also giving information to your cells, to the biology of your body. So it's telling your cells different things. It's also helping with your gut. And that is another, that's my next thing I'm going into, is gut imbalances or yeast or fungal overgrowths. So in your gut, you can get, well, fungal overgrowths, you can get that anywhere. That can be a sign of, you know, females having yeast infections, or you can have yeast infections on your skin where you have the excess skin that hangs, and you can get yeast infections in there because it's too moist all the time. That's just telling you that you have yeast in your body an excess amount. You can also have thrush, which is the white coating on your tongue. So if you notice you have a white coating all the time, that is a sign that you may need to see your doctor and talk to them about having a yeast overgrowth. But that is another thing that will drive cravings. Those yeast bacteria, they love sugar and carbs. They love having things that help them grow and stay alive. And that's, they need food. And they make you crave those foods that they need. So they're going to make you crave sugars and carbs because that's what's going to make them produce and stay alive and do their job. So make sure that if you have any of those signs that you are talking with your doctor about having a yeast overgrowth. I will say that not all conventional docs are a believer of candida, which is the yeast overgrowth. Functional medicine, they do. So if your conventional doc won't address it and you totally have, you know, thrush, you have white tongue, or you have yeast growing in different patches of your skin, or you just can't stop having vaginal yeast infections, you need to get with a functional medicine doctor because they are going to help you get to the root of why are you having issues with this long term. So that's what I would definitely encourage. Then some other gut issues, you just have a bacterial imbalance. So you can have too many bad bacteria, and those bad bacteria, if they've just been fed because you were eating the standard American diet and you were not consuming lots of vegetables and healthy proteins and fruits, you were eating lots of, you know, packaged processed foods, maybe some white bread, maybe some, you know, crackers and chips and sandwiches and fast food and all those. If that was your diet before surgery, you may find that it needs a lot of work. And weight loss surgery doesn't make all that better all the time. You have to fix it. You have to work on it. And so that's where that gut imbalance needs some time and needs some effort and needs some products and needs some specific foods. But that would definitely be a thing to consider. Another is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And that is where there's too many of the bad bacteria in your small intestines, where they're not supposed to be, and they really just grow. And same type of thing, kind of like the fungal overgrowth, but when you have SIBO, you can crave a lot of carbs. So that could be an issue. There's usually lots of other symptoms that come with SIBO, so it's not just the cravings. So I would, if you're really just having cravings and you're not having a lot of other symptoms or GI distress, I would definitely look at these other things I've talked about first and clean that up. And maybe that'll resolve your whole issue completely. So if not, then that's when you got to get with a team and figure out, okay, this isn't getting better. I'm still struggling with the carb cravings or sweets, and I can't stop from eating them, and I need help. So that's where you need to get with a practitioner that will listen and will help you get to the root of what's driving it. Because just popping a pill or popping something to fix it, it's not that simple. It's a package deal. You got to do the whole thing to get rid of it so that you're not dealing with it afterwards. And then the next thing is estrogen dominance. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in today, this is a very problematic issue. Too much estrogen in females and as well as males. Males and females both have estrogen, just females have more than males, but men can have an estrogen dominance as well. The issue when it comes to estrogen dominance is you crave the carbs and the sweets. So anything that turns into sugar, that's what you can't seem to get enough of. And even alcohol, you will crave more alcohol. Your tolerance of alcohol will go up with estrogen dominance. And you find that it's hard. It's just hard to not to not eat those things because your hormones are driving this. So you separate out what I just covered with your gut bacteria, which could be part of it too, but then you throw in this whole estrogen dominance and that will throw it into a bigger drive or a bigger craving that you're struggling with. So those hormones have to be looked at. Sometimes it's, you know, you have maybe not too high estrogen, but your progesterone is really low. And that is giving enough gap in the ratio that you now are really craving. So you really need to find a healthcare practitioner that will listen to you and say, okay, what are my hormones like? And maybe if you're in perimenopause or menopause, guess what? This could be a reality. Even after you go through menopause, you can still have estrogen dominance when your estrogen hormonally is low, but everything else that you are exposed to in your world, you know, the things that you put in your body, the things you put on your body, and the things that you are exposed to environmentally can drive those numbers higher than they should be. So that's where, you know, really getting those hormone tests done to find out for sure what it is that is driving it. And to figure out what you need to take, if you need a prescription, if you just need to change your diet, if you just need to, you know, start a probiotic, whatever. You need to work on figuring that out. The next one is stress. Stress can totally increase your cravings and really make a difference with the choices. So you may find that you want some crunchy, carby, salty things. So stress is, I will say, a little tricky because it can drive both. It can drive sugars and sweets and carbs. It can also drive salt cravings. So if you're really craving the salty foods, then you would want to consider some type of adrenal dysfunction. So that means that maybe your stress level is too high and you need to work on that. So you have to put that into perspective, and that goes in with your hormones. So when your doctor is checking those sex hormones of your estrogen and your progesterone and your testosterone and all those hormones, they could also be checking your cortisol, your DHEA, and making sure that your stress numbers are in check. So you would know that, hey, I really don't need to do anything but figure out how to de-stress myself. And that's what the blood work will help you figure out. So stress can totally be a driver in the cravings after weight loss surgery. So make sure that, you know, you're dealing and coping with your stress well, but then also that your body's not under a whole bunch of stress. You're not over-exercising, or you're not under-eating, and that's driving the stressful situation on your body. So those are things to consider, because eating too little and eating too little carbohydrates and can totally disrupt your adrenal function. And that will mess all this up and put your body under an immense amount of stress and will make it hard for you to avoid certain foods. The next one is adequate sleep. So just getting that 7 to 8 hours of sleep in every night can make a huge difference in your food choices. Because the more tired we are, the more easy it is to make poor food choices. Because you're over it. You don't want to deal with it. You just can't deal with it. You're just like, I'm done. I can't handle anymore. So feed me whatever. I don't care. Drive through. And it's a bad place to be, because when you're tired, it's not easy to avoid those foods. So make sure you're sleeping well and you are, you know, getting that 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. And then the last one is food sensitivities. This one can totally, well, I will say I've seen this before many times, especially in the dairy category. I'll see patients, they'll come in and they are eating 10 or 12 servings of dairy a day, eating or drinking, and they crave it. They can't get enough of the dairy, or they can't get enough of that food. And our body is kind of weird like that. It will crave the things that we are intolerant to. So that makes it complicated. So you may find that you're craving something and it's totally because your body can't process it. And it is giving you signs and symptoms of saying, hey, hold on, I really don't need this item. Even though I'm making you feel like you want it, I really can't have you eat it because I cannot process this item. So that's the tricky part about food sensitivity. So you may find that your cravings can totally just go away if you identify those foods that you are intolerant to. So make sure that you get some food sensitivity testing if needed and get those addressed, remove those from your diet and heal your gut. And guess what? You'll be better and not even struggle with the cravings. So that's what it comes down to. You have to really just listen to your body. So what do you do to fix all this? So you're struggling with cravings and you're wanting to get back on track and not have issues. So I'm gonna have you ask yourself one question. Whenever you're feeling like this or you're feeling like these cravings are out of control, this might help you identify where you should work first. So ask yourself, where are you craving sweetness in your life? So what that means is, where are you struggling the most? Am I stressful? Am I making poor diet choices? Am I not sleeping well? What are the things that you need to work in? And that's probably the first area that you should focus on. And that might be just a simple way to get started, is where am I craving sweetness? Where am I craving some love? And that's where you need to focus. Bottom line, the best things you can do for yourself that will get you great results with very little effort, really, at least in my book, but eating whole real food. And I like to cook, and I get it, not everybody likes to cook. Some people have no experience in the kitchen, and some people hate going into the kitchen, and I get it. But you can do it simple. You can make things so simple. And I will say that's the cool thing with our free 10-day challenge and our 30-day class. We try to keep all that stuff simple. But it is whole real food, and that totally stabilizes your blood sugars. It helps you get adequate protein, adequate fats, adequate fiber when you're just eating whole real food. And then whenever you do have a carb item or a sugar item, do not have it alone. Have it paired with a protein or a fat, and that will stabilize your blood sugar better. So if you are going to have a piece of bread, then make sure that you are having a healthy fat with it. Maybe some slices of avocado are on that bread, or you're having a grind your own nut butter that you are choosing, that you're putting on it. That way you're minimizing the impact. But ideally is you try to get those things out. And it is a cold turkey thing. That's why I put together the 10-day and the 30-day, because it needs to be a cold turkey thing. Carbs and sugary sweet things, they are very addictive. And that is not something you can wean off of. It is a pick a date and start it type of thing. It is all or nothing. It's not just all slowly decrease this and I'll get rid of it. No, you'll never get rid of it because sugar and carbs are so addictive. So that's where you just have to decide when you're ready. And then that's when you commit. The next thing I would do is just really boost your fiber. So you're pairing your proteins and your fats. If you're having a fruit or if you're having a carb item, same thing with the fiber. Boost it up and get that number up. Try to get, 25 to 35 grams of fiber in every day. And you probably won't have the same cravings that you're struggling with now. The next thing is take a good quality probiotics. And that will make a huge difference in healing your gut and getting that balance back in order. But not all probiotics are equal. So if you go to our website, wlsguthealth.com, there is a podcast on there titled What All Weight Loss Surgery Patients Need to Know About Probiotics. And I go through all the features of a quality probiotic that you that will help you guarantee that you're going to get results with it. Because like I said, you can totally take a probiotic and it do absolutely nothing. And so you're confused thinking, oh, this is supposed to help me and it did nothing. And it's probably because of the type of probiotic that you were using. And that may be why. And then the next one is get your hormones tested. Go to your doctor and find out if your estrogen is elevated or if your progesterone is low. Regardless, you got to find out what it is that's off in your hormones and really attack it. Functional medicine is awesome at this piece when it comes to the hormone piece, whether it be your sex hormones or your stress hormones. They are awesome at that and helping you balance it. And they just have more resources in their toolboxes, and they can use some supplements and different foods and really working on lifestyle things as well to help you balance that out faster. So that way you get the results quicker and you're not struggling with those cravings as long. And then stress management. I love the Stop, Breathe, and Think app, and where you can do free meditations and just really calm yourself down, and so that you're not having that fight or flight mode all the time. Go, go, go is not how we're intended to live. And if that's what we're doing, we are making it hard for our body to recover and just setting ourselves up for all kinds of things, not just making poor food choices and craving, you know, giving into those cravings. It can, you know, create other things that make it harder with lots of health conditions. So make sure you're working on your stress. And then sleep. Really working on getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Shut down your screens. Get off of your TVs, your laptops, your phones an hour before bed. And that can help tremendously. Just really get your body in the mode of sleep. And there are so many things. We teach you in the 30-day class a whole week on education of sleep. And it's a way to how to maximize it in the tips and tricks and things you can do just in your normal life, but then supplements and stuff that you can utilize to support that. And then pay attention to what your body is telling you after you eat food. Maybe you're having symptoms after you eat. Maybe you're having heartburn, or you're having a lot of gas or bloating or belching or, you know, belly distension, or you just feel really miserable or after you eat, you know, hours 1, 2, and 3 after you eat. That's evidence that your body is trying to tell you that, hey, hello, something's up here. This is not working for me. I don't feel well with this. So those food sensitivities, you can do an elimination diet. You can also do a blood test that can identify those food sensitivities. And that is a great way to kind of hone in the areas that you can remove those so that you get quicker results. And it's not as painful to go through each food item because you have to do 3 to 4 weeks at a time for one food item. So that's where it can take a little while if you do it just by diet elimination. But I will say dairy's pretty popular. Wheat and gluten's popular. Soy, eggs, seafood and nuts, those are the most common intolerance things. So, you know, eliminating those may help. So that's how you fix it. Eat whole real food. Pair up a carb item or a fruit item with a protein or a fat. Make sure you're boosting your fiber to 25 to 35 grams a day. Take a good quality probiotic. We'd love for you to check out ours at wlsguthealth.com. And we have a fabulous one that we've gotten really great results with our patients with. and get those hormone tested. Get in with your doctor and get those hormones tested and make sure, especially if you're in your 40s as a female, you might be in perimenopause already, and that is the whole driver of it. And that is why you're struggling with the cravings. It is perimenopause, and there's you're in it. You can't change that you're in it, but you can do things about it so that you're not going to put on 50 pounds because you're in perimenopause. And then stress. Really work on your stress. Get yourself in a calm state as much as possible. Get really good sleep and sleep soundly every night. And then listen to your body. So I hope all of those have given you some tips to try. And we'd love for you to share this with any of your Facebook groups that you're a part of, that maybe this topic has been discussed. And we'd love for you to share it. We'd also love for you to sign up for our next 30-day or 10-day and 30-day Back on Track program. And that will be coming up in the fall. So you can go to our website, wlsguthealth.com, and sign up to be notified as soon as that is released. And we would love for you to join us and be involved in this next class. We had a fabulous time on the first class, and the second one is going to be fun. We gave a Vitamix away, and it was just a great time. We had an awesome time throughout the 30 days, and all the members learned so much, and as well as we did, and it was fun to go through. So I hope you all have new strategies for dealing with your cravings now, and you won't regain any of your weight because you're making these changes in your diet and your lifestyle that you have the ability to control. These are things you can totally do today. You can implement today. And then if these simple things don't work, it's time to move to the next ones. Get those hormones tested. Get the stress under control and get sleeping better at night so that you can really have no issues with cravings. So we'd love for you to join us in the Gastric Health Club in Facebook. That's where you find me. And that's where you can interact with me more easily. And then sign up for a recipe newsletter, and that will give you some great recipes to try. And we look forward to connecting with you in Facebook, and we hope you will join us for the 30-day class. So you guys have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.